This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Megan McCarty-Carino was telling us about the tight labor market earlier. And while that tightness, it's more extreme in some places than others. Take San Juan County, Washington. It's a small chain of islands a few hours north of Seattle, where there are plenty of vacationers, but not enough job applicants. So starting this month, the county is trying an idea that's been gaining momentum in the American workforce. It's actually one of the demands striking auto workers are bargaining for. A 32-hour work week over 4 days at full 40-hour pay. Scott Greenstone from KNKX has the story from Washington on what workers are doing with their extra time.
From the driver's seat of a yellow school bus, Matthew Stewart is training for his newest side hustle, substitute bus driver for the school district on Orcas Island. It's in the San Juans, a series of lush, forested islands popular with vacationers. As Stewart stops the bus in a neighborhood, an instructor reminds him what to do.
Open your door.
Quiet on the bus.
Once he's certified as a bus driver, Stewart will then have three jobs, and that's common here. The San Juans are a haven for the wealthy. Almost 40% of homes here are vacation or second homes. For everyone else, the cost of living is very high. There's a saying on the islands. Everyone either has three homes or three jobs.
I topped out at five jobs at a time.
Stewart plans to squeeze his hours as a bus driver in between also working for the YMCA and his main gig, maintenance worker for San Juan County.
I should make a list of...
The morning after his bus training, he goes through his to-do list for his county job.
Every 3 months, I clean air filters.
He jumps into his work van to make his way from his office, which, by the way, is in the same building as the local senior center, to the public works shop to replace the air filter. Stewart came to Orcas Island a decade ago to lead sailing trips for kids and stayed because he loves the close-knit community. He often sees people he knows.
Who is that?
That is Jason Gross. He's a sheriff's deputy.
About 18,000 people live on the islands year-round, and since the pandemic, the labor shortage has hit hard here. Restaurants have closed or cut hours. Often, the crucial inter-island ferries are canceled because there aren't enough workers for the boats. Before the new 32-hour work week, San Juan County had upwards of 30 open jobs with zero applicants, sometimes for months.
Bringing in new people was difficult because they could be out in the private sector for making so much more money.
Cindy Wolf is the chair of the San Juan County Council.
We were hurting because we were competing with that.
County leaders thought if we can pay workers about the same for 32 hours instead of 40, that's a huge per-hour raise. When workers have a full extra day off each week, sometimes they take on side jobs, but a recent study shows more often people spend that time taking care of their kids. That's especially helpful here on the islands, where childcare is expensive and limited.
There is one daycare on the island that will take children from the age of one.
Frances Robertson is a marine biologist for the county and lives on the main island, San Juan. She's also the vice president of the local employee union, which applauds the shorter work week. Robertson was lucky enough to get her kids into the one local daycare that's open from 8:30 to 5:30, but it's still limited childcare.
They're open 4 days a week, so they're not even open 5 days a week.
She will have some family help for her 5 and 2-year-old on the day the center is closed, so she plans to spend her newfound time doing what she loves, studying whales. It's a regular thing to see them on the way to work or on an afternoon walk, like today. From a hill above the coastline, Robertson points to an orca mother and calf that suddenly surface in the water just yards from the beach.
There they are. Yeah. It's pretty cool, hey?
Wow, they're so close.
They are so close. So that's pretty typical behavior of transient killer whales. They come in pretty close.
Robertson says the cost of living can make this a challenging place to live, but you also don't have to look far to see what makes it worth it. In the San Juan Islands, I'm Scott Greenstone for Marketplace.